This chazar is a nechnesh bechiches chashag. Remember, Yehuda Masech Chagiga Daf Tes Zayin. Brisa says there are six characteristics said about shadim. Three of which are like malachim, and three of them are like, three ways in which they're like humans. They're like malachim in that they have wings, they fly from one end of the world to the other, and they know the future, meaning that they can hear about the future from achari haparged. They're like humans in that they eat and drink, they reproduce, and they die. There are six characteristics about humans. Three of which are like malachim, and three of which are like animals. They're like malachim that they have understanding, they walk upright, and they speak in lashon kodesh. They're like animals in that they eat and drink, they reproduce, and they expel wastes. Mishnah said, we can understand why it's wrong to delve into what is above and what's below and even what's after. What's wrong with delving into what was before? Whatever in the past already happened, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Loza said, this is like a king who built a palace in a garbage dump. He doesn't want people discussing what the place of the palace was before it was built. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Abba said this refers to someone who looks into a rainbow, which the Pasuk says like the glory of Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda said this refers to someone who does Averis and hidden, because it shows that he doesn't believe in Hashem. He doesn't believe that Hashem is omnipresent, since he's afraid of people seeing him, and he's not afraid of Hashem. I fact the more we find that Rabbi Loi says if someone sees that his Yetzirah is winning over him to do an Avera, and that he's going to do the Avera, he should go somewhere where no one recognizes him, dress in black and do the Avera, so that he at least won't bring a Chil Hashem. If so, why is it wrong to do an Avera in hiding? Rabbi Yosef is discussing where one can win over his Yetzirah. Rabbi Loi is discussing where he can't win over the Yetzirah. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Nachmani, Darshan, that any person who looks at three things causes his eyesight to be lost. At a rainbow, because it's the likeness of the glory of Hashem. At a prince, which the Pasuk tells us gets the honor from Hashem put on him. And at the Kahanim, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they are benching the people with the Shema Mefarish. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Nachmani, dashed in the Pasuk to teach that one should not believe his Yetzirah if he tells him that he can do an Avera and Hashem will forgive him. Another Pasuk teaches that the stones and beams of a person's house will testify against someone for doing an Avera. The Chum say that a person's neshama will even come testify against him. So you can say that two malachim that always accompany a person will testify against them, and others say that a person's limbs will come and testify against them. Zak the Mishnah. Yosef ben Yezer says that smicha, leaning on the carpet, may not be done on Yom Tif, but Yosef ben Yochanan says that it may be done. Yeshua ben Prachya says that it may not be done, but Nitan Arabeli says it may be done. Yudah ben Tamer says that it may not be done, but Shimon ben Shatach says that it may be done. Shammai says that it may be done, but Avtalion says that it may not be done. Hillel and Menachem did not argue about regarding this, but when Shammai took over Menachem's place on the Sanhedrin, Shammai said that smicha may not be done, and Hillel said that it may be done. The Mishnah explains that the first of each pair that we just mentioned was the Nasi, and the second of each pair was the Avbezin. Zakhtim Rabbeinu says, or Meir said, the three Chachamim of the first three pairs who said that we may not do smicha, and the two Chachamim of the last two pairs who said that we may do smicha, were all Nasiim. The others of the pairs were the Av Bezin. Chachamim said that Yehudim and Tabai was the Av Bezin, and Shimon Shatach was the Nasi. Fact number, Brisa brings a story where Yehuda ben Tabai had someone killed by Bezdin, and Shimon Shatach explained to him that the killing was unjustifiably carried out. After realizing his mistake, Yehuda ben Tabai accepted upon himself to only pass in front of Shimon Shatach, so that he can always be corrected if need be. Now, according to Rav Meir, this would make sense because the Nasi is allowed to pass in the presence of the Av Bezdin. However, according to the Rabbanon, how can it be that the Av Bezdin could pass in the presence of the Nasi? Mar says what he meant by his acceptance was that he would not even join a Bezdin unless Shimon Shatach was on that Bezdin. The Mishnah had said, Yotam Menachem Menichnas Shammai v'chula. Where did Menachem go? So Abaye says he went away from following the proper ways of the Torah. Rava said he went to enter the service of the king. Abaye says like Rava as well. Rav Shimon bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yechanan said one should never consider a rabbinic prohibition lightly, because we find that the Gedolei Hador argue regarding smicha on Yom Tov, which is only usher due to a rabbinic prohibition. It seems obvious that the issur of smicha is only based on a rabbinic prohibition. So why would we need to say that? But I said the chiddush is that this rabbinic prohibition prevents one from performing a mitzvah. That's also obvious. But I says the point is to demonstrate that the machloikis is not whether smicha is necessary altogether. Rather, all agree that it's necessary. Machloikis is only whether it's usur under the rabbinic prohibition. Rami Bar Choma said, we see from here that smicha requires leaning on the animal with one's full might, because if that wasn't required, there would be no reason that the smicha is usur to do on Yom Tov, even the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi said in a braisa that Abba Elazar told him that they once brought a shlomim to the women to do smicha, not because women are required to do smicha, but rather to make them happy that they were doing smicha. Now, if one must lean with his full might on the animal, allowing the women to do so when they're not chayiv to do so would constitute working with the animal, which is also to do a carbon. It must be that the full might is not required, and that's why the women were allowed to do so. Mara says, no, maybe that the full might is required. However, when they brought the animal to the women, they instructed them only to place their hands lightly on the animal, not to use their full force. Rav Papa said, we see from here that using the sides of an animal on Yom Tov is also just as using its back, because if this wasn't the case, then there would be no reason to make smicha usur. Because we could just do smicha on the animal's head, which has the same din as the side of the animal. The reason that this is not done must be because it's equally usur. Rav Ashi said it may be that using the sides of an animal on Yom Tov is allowed. However, using the head of an animal is like using its back, and that's why doing smicha on the head would not be allowed.